Stop, drop, and listen. I'm Magda, and you've just arrived at your final destination. If it's raw, real, and unedited, I like it. Live, from the bottom of my heart, this podcast is everything you've never expected. I'm going to sign my name across the airwaves by daring to be different. Muchos arigato. The secret to my weight loss goes in three parts. One of those parts is what I ate every day, what I eat every day, what I swear by. It's Verda. It comes in three flavors: chocolate, vanilla, berry. Where do you buy it? My website, www.atreve-tisandtom.com. I've been eating this every day for 3 years. It changed my body. It changed my life. Verda, a variation for the word green. In Spanish, it's verde. In French, it's verd. In my language, it's weight loss. Happy Motivation Monday. Happy Man Crush Monday. Happy MCM. Happy Monday Blog. Happy Blog Monday. Happy Magda's Mantra Monday. And on and on and on. Today, I'm super excited. I really am. Because it's the first time I ever speak publicly on the topic of social media, something that I love and that I use every day. Reason being is that it's a direct conduit between a consumer and a brand. How quick can you get a message, a photograph, an image, information to, let's say, a professional sport athlete or an actress or a CEO or just a consumer? How quick? I'll tell you how quick. Seconds. That's how long it takes to upload an image on Instagram. I'm not going to talk about social media as a universal topic today. I'm just going to talk about Instagram. Reason being is that most recently it's my fave. And you know, when it's Magda's fave, it's go, 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 gadget. I hit it hard. Facebook is just for the older folk. You know what I mean. And I'm young and vibrant and I'm living the dream, baby. So Instagram, that's my favorite. How do you stalk people quick? Instagram. Now there are stalkers out there. Hardcore stalkers. Men that hide behind the like button. And they actually think they're reaching out and touching someone. It's kind of sick. Women that are making a ton of money showing their boobs and their peaches. Yeah, because on Instagram, the symbol peach, the fruit peach, is used to represent a asana, an ass, a bottom, a butt, glutes. Yep, a peach. Kind of sucks because that's what my boyfriend calls me, is peach. Not because of my asana, just because I'm sweet like a peach. How to use Instagram. Okay, let's get a little technical. Instagram is a popular social network application that allows you to upload, edit, and caption your own photos. And this simple guide shows you how to manage your account, take pictures, and use the application. Let's get back to the stalkers. I just think it's fascinating. I hear like a little beep. Let me lower this sound a little bit, like a hissing sound. And I pronounce my S's really, really pronounced. So with the hissing, I sound like a little bit of a snake, like Snape from Harry Potter. In any case, the stalkers are dangerous. They come to your page. They actually think they know you. And they go bananas. They go ham, blank as a MF on your page every day. It's kind of psycho, okay? But let's think about it on a money-making level. How quick is the access, okay? It's really amazing. So number one, you download the Instagram app. You go to the app store on your device. You click the search button, type in the word Instagram, scroll down until you find the app selected, and then you go install. You wait a little bit, and then out comes the little, it's like a little camera. So you launch the Instagram app, tap the Instagram icon, and a small, that little camera thing, it comes out. Then you create an account. Click the sign up button at the bottom of your screen and enter your email, username, password, phone number is optional, really. I don't have mine. And upload a photo. The photo, that's so fun. Really, eyebrows on fleek, makeup on point. I mean, you're talking to a girl. I look like a different human being with makeup on. I actually look like a chick. And a good looking chick, okay? But in real life, I'm just a Jane Doe. You know, no makeup on, acne, imperfections, lines, scars. You can choose to add a bit of a personal pic, a very sexy pic, whatever it is you're trying to convey. Now remember, this is the first flash they're going to see of you. Okay, you can put underneath your picture a little something about who you are, what you represent, if it's a business, you know, email address or whatever you want to convey underneath the photograph. Remember, it's a dangerous place. You're out in public. I mean, unless you make it a private page, which we'll get to a little later. But you want to be careful with the information you're putting out there. Then you go follow your friends. And this is also fun. I originally had two pages, one for myself as Magda and then one for my company at Revite. It's fun because my logo is the at sign. So it's just at Revite. That's actually my business name. Then you start following your friends. Like I said, following friends, tricky. Tricky, tricky, tricky. It's tricky to rock around to. Instagram friends. On my business account, I have only the businesses that I do business with, people that I do business with, and the three people that I love in the world the most. They're on there. I choose not to be following people that I don't like to see their images, or I might cringe at their images, or I might say, oh, yuck. I want to see them and go, oh, how cool, every single time. I'm not in love with anyone that I follow, like, you know what I mean, that I want to seduce and all that stuff. That's all for those stalkers, and there's a lot of them. Instagram Direct, also a lot of fun. It's a private way you can message someone. You don't have to be friends with that person. You just go ahead and send them a private message through the Instagram Direct. And if you're not friends with them, you have to approve them, right? So it's a pending acceptance. For instance, I get about 15 or 20 a day, mostly pornography. Some are businesses trying to solicit my involvement, and it's a pending request. I look at the picture, I check, press a check mark, and then it opens up and I see what they're writing me. Some are compliments, some are insults. Who cares? It's most entertaining. Instagram Direct. Brace yourself. Instagram Direct. They can send you whatever they want. Now, using that, I send, by the way, Instagram Direct to people that I want to reach quickly. And lo and behold, it's pretty successful. I mean, this stuff is amazing. Okay, so using the tabs on Instagram. Number one, you scroll through your feed. From within the feed tab, you can scroll through posts by users. To get to that feed tab, tap on the icon that looks like a house on the left. Then click the refresh button in the top right corner and reload tab. Look at the popular tab. View news and updates. Like any time that someone likes a picture, you can see it. All right, tip. People cheating on people. This is a good way to see if somebody's cheating on you or wants to cheat on you. It's kind of sick, but people will do. It really is. If you have a boyfriend or a girlfriend, you can actually see what they're liking and what they're not liking, how often they're liking and how often they're going back to certain pages. It is scary. And if you pay attention, you'll definitely catch someone cheating on you. Or with the intent to cheat on you. I like to leave, and I also have a girlfriend, likes to leave it very clean, the pictures that I've liked. Like, let's say, because of the horrible, horrible things that have happened in Kenya, I've been pressing Kenya as my hashtag and liking the Word Kenya with a little candle, almost like with respect. Let's recognize the tragedy that has happened in Kenya. It is my way of supporting. Today, Frederick Brandt, a doctor that I've been to a couple of times, someone that I thought was a master in his craft, passed away. He passed away yesterday on Easter Sunday, which is kind of sad, sadder. And today I've been liking his pictures. It's my way of supporting. See, Instagram can be a very pretty thing. It can also be a very disgusting thing. Depends on who you are and what you want in life. There are predators. Please be careful. Let's move on to comments. People, they leave comments. And, you know, what kind of comments would you like? Be respectful. I would like creative criticism. I would like good information. These are things that I solicit. I don't want perverted comments like you're so hot, you're so this, you're so that. If I find a disrespectful comment, I'll just block that person. I'm really quick on blocking. Now, not blocking haters. Haters are my motivators. So this is what I do. I leave my page public. Not only is it good for business, but it's good for the haters. I want them to see what I'm doing. I'm not weak. I welcome everyone to see what I'm doing because I live out loud. I don't really care what you think. I know I'm a good person and I'm trying to make money and I use Instagram as a tool. If I show bits and pieces of my life, it's because I'm proud of them and I want to share them with people that do support me genuinely. And the ones that don't, you don't pay my bills, so I don't care. So to view your own profile after you've set it all up, see an archive of your uploaded photos as well as a complete list of who you're following, you can visit your own profile tab on the right side, a square icon with a bubble and stripes inside of it. Here, you can see the photos, edit your Instagram user profile, add, disable, etc., etc., edit share settings. You can attach it to Facebook, Twitter. I think Flickr too, I'm not sure. Tumblr, maybe. You can delete pictures. Let's say you have a boyfriend, girlfriend. You have a fight. Right? Have a fight. You can delete those pictures. You can edit the comments. These are ways that, you know, you get a divorce. I mean, who wants to be seen with your ex? You don't. You don't want to see, you don't want people to see that. So, and you want to be single. You want to get a new, better than your next, better than your old one, all that stuff. So you delete. Filter, sin filtro is a great hashtag. Hashtags, we'll get to hashtags in a minute. You can add filters to your pictures. I think it's always good to have some with filters, some without. I think it's important to show the world what you really are and what you really want to be, what you can be. So you can have all kinds of pictures. You don't need, I don't like pages that have the same kind of picture, meaning, you know, where they have like the same lady doing the same duck face, the same kind of the lips, you know, that thing that the women do with, I don't do that with the lips because my lips are pretty big as it is. I don't really want to, you know, make them bigger than I have to. But yeah, a lot of girls do that and whatever floats their boat. Next, I want to talk about hashtags. Hashtags are fun. They're fantastic. Every morning I wake up and I say it's Transformation Tuesday. It's Throwback Thursday. It's Fit Friday, Flex Friday, Saturdays with the Z. It's also Sunday Fun Day. Every day I try to create my own. It's no big deal. I mean, I can create my own hashtags. I'm actually pretty good at creating my own hashtags because I don't really give a shit about the likes. I post with a purpose, just like I live, and I really don't solicit the approval of anyone else. Maybe that's why I have such a versatile following, meaning I have tattoo artists, I have professional athletes, models, old people, young people, German people, Russian women. It must be my boyfriend who goes ham on the Russian women, and they see me, and they want to be my friend. Who knows? The demographic that I think is most popular following me are people that want to be fit. Sharing your photos outside of Instagram is also important. And one single click I send my photo to Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. This just saves a little bit of time for me. I can also make collages. I can also make videos. I can do a lot of things. There's so many applications for the photos and the videos that if I went into them now, it would just be forever. There are a couple warnings. When attempting to add a location to your photos, the Instagram app will prompt you to allow or not allow access to your device's location. I have heard horror stories about that. Okay, I'm not going to go into them because I'm not a negative person and I try not to talk about negative things. But if I was talking to my child, and I do every day about stuff like this, I would say privacy is important. There are stalkers. I would even say that the men that are stalking women just for sex are the innocent people. There are dangerous people out there. So when you're allowing location information and stuff like that, and you are a minor, ask your parents for help. If you don't know what you're doing, ask someone for help. Do not steal or screenshot other people's photos, as it could get your account deleted, believe it or not. Okay? You don't want to put a picture of another person without their approval because your account could get deleted. Okay? You could be reported for abuse. To share and post photos to social networks, you may be required to show license information, etc. Make sure that they're your pictures. Now, eggplants, Eggplant Friday, Fat Booty, PHAT. Those are all pretty disgusting hashtags. They really are. But then you have pretty ones like love, like health, like beauty, like children, like dogs. They're beautiful pages. Instagram in Wikipedia is an online mobile photo sharing, video sharing, and social network service that enables its users to take pictures and videos and share them. You can also share them on Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Flickr, like I said. The maximum duration for a video on Insta is 15 seconds. Instagram was created by Kevin Systrom and Mike Krieger and was launched in the year 2010, October. 5 years later, it just took over. It really did. You can find this application accessible to all iPhones, iPads, iPod, Androids, Blackberries, Nokias. Okay? The service was acquired by Facebook in April 2012 for approximately $1 billion. Instagram grew 23% in the year 2013, while Facebook only grew 3%. Like I said, it's for old people. I'm not old. Okay, I'm just not old. All right. Now, I'm trying to get through all the mandatory facts before I start talking about my opinions on Facebook, which are pretty big. I'm Instagram, not Facebook. Okay, hashtags. Hashtags. Let's go to hashtags. A hashtag could be Throwback Thursday, TBT, selfies. Could also be Steak and Blowjob Day, left hand something or other. Look, it could be anything. Donut Day. There's National Donut Day. There's National Hamburger Day. There's National This Day. Justin Bieber Day. There's this. There's that. There's Chain Smoker Day. There's every day imaginable. Now, you can go ham on those hashtags and pick up 1,000 followers. Like NCAA, let's say March Madness, Sweet 16, The Bracket, all of those things. You just press go and you go. And every second, you will see how many people are hashtagging or liking or disliking those same topics in the world. That is incredible. Do you know how much money? Do you know how much money we can make using this social media app as a tool? Do you know how much phishing men can do, women can do? Do you know how many people make money doing this? Is it controversial? Absolutely. Absolutely. Instagram had to change its terms in the year 2012 because of the paid or sponsored content. Every now and then you'll see something that is sponsored that you didn't ask for, that you don't follow. There's some controversy regarding this, and it's being modified right now. The censorship. I found that Eggplant Friday was disgusting. Well, they took it off. There's a couple things that they've taken off, which I'm not going to go into because they're just vulgar. But what happens is that people get creative and they find other ways. They took out Eggplant Friday, and now we have eggplants with a Z at the end. You can do many variations of bad words, and then you will find pornography. But you'll never stop finding pornography throughout the world, right? Never will. Then finally, I Googled the Urban Dictionary definition of what Instagram is. And it's every hipster's favorite way to make it look like they are really classy when really all that they're doing is using their phones. Yeah, you might look really cute, old school, vintage, retro, but it's still a cell phone picture with filters. I think people could easily get confused with Instagram fame. If we could equate Instagram fame to bank accounts, to earned income, to profit and loss statements, then some of us would be very, very wealthy. Another definition on the Urban Dictionary for Instagram is a popular photo sharing app flawlessly tailored to the explicit purpose of taking over two decades of technological progress in the realm of mobile digital photography and rendering them utterly worthless via application of appalling filters designed to transform the original clarity of images recorded by advanced digital sensors into the modeled likeness of expired film from the 50s developed in coffee grounds. Nice photo. You know, there's some truth to this. I mean, people will take a beautiful photograph with natural colors on a beach, let's say, with beautiful palm trees. They'll just filter the shit out of it and make it look like a vomit. But if they think it's pretty, who cares? Who cares? I use this as a tool. I convey my brand, my personal brand. I am a life coach. I'm a personal trainer. I live a certain way with a certain level of health infused activity. And I want to share that. Why do I want to share that? Because I'm nice. I'm a nice person. And I like to share positive ideas. But more than that, look, I need to promote myself, right? So then I have another part of my business of people that want me to promote them. They'll give me a call. They'll say, hey, Magda, I want you to promote this or that. And then I'll go ahead and do that through Instagram and then subsequently through Facebook and Twitter and any other way, LinkedIn, that they ask me to. This is the quickest phone call you can make, quickest research. I don't even want a business card. I want your Instagram handle because I'll be able to check you out in 2 seconds. We don't need business cards. We don't need to trade phone numbers. We don't need the little calling cards. Remember back in the day, there were calling cards for women. We don't need that. Just their name. Their name. For me, there's something very strange with someone that isn't on Instagram. Really? I wonder why not. What are you hiding? In terms of privacy, what are you hiding? Why are you hiding? I personally like to put it all out there and take it or leave it. I mean, I have to pay my own bills. You know, I live with church in my heart and my own beat of my own drum. I don't search for approval. I think people that search for approval need to wear the right clothes, need to use the right filter, Lux or Early Bird or whatever. Use the right song. I also think Instagram is just one aspect of who the person really is. I still think it's important to look into someone's eyes, listen to their voice, see them walk, see them talk, see them run. The use of Instagram is underestimated still, I think. I'm learning every single day. I follow 39 people. I am followed by close to 20,000 on this social media app. You think that that's not a weapon? You think that that's not a tool? It absolutely is. I have learned, though, that because of this, privacy is compromised. And people think that they know what's going on in your life when they don't know anything about you at all. This is a tool. And I'm learning every day about this tool. It is also a weapon. I'm learning to use it humbly. Also, it's a dangerous place. There are men and women that are out there targeting and stalking. Okay? They're not trying to advance professionally or make money. They are trying to absentmindedly, by mistake, fall into your life. You have to be careful. It's a fun app. If you just use it with good intent and fun, you might drum up some great business. Like anything in life, it depends on what the intent and how the approach is. Instagram is a never-ending, wonderful tool. And it's easy to fall into the like game. I think this is also very interesting. Being with people that don't make you want to look at your phone is also kind of cool. If you're with people that are making you look down at your Instagram, change your people. That's it for Instagram for today. It's Monday, MCM, Man Crush Monday. My MCE, my man crush every day. It's Motivation Monday. Get up, get it, get fit. I'm a fit chick, fitness enthusiast. Call me if you need hashtags. I'm pretty good at it. And my next social media podcast will be on Facebook. I think my boyfriend stalked me on Facebook. I really do. And it's so pretty because you can historically see it. I think he saw me and he said, "Wow, look at her. She's so beautiful." He says no. I think yes. I do. I think yes. Any questions on Instagram? You know how to reach me, 305-903-7160, or on my website, direct message me on Instagram. I'm at R-E-V-E-T-E. Till the next podcast, have an awesome day, and please, dare to be different. I got him. I got my favorite sponsor. They're all my favorite sponsor, but this one's open for life. I'm so fresh, fresh to death. Here in the 305, there's a place called Hugo Fresh, where we drink mad juice. They've got the right medicina for you. It's where the vida is. Homegrown, local love, community members, and just downright outrageous. They're paddleboarders. They're yogis. They're very LA, very New York, and now they're my sponsors with various locations throughout South Florida. www.hugofresh.com. They're open for life.